Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, it's crunch day. Here it is. So it's Monday morning, and we are initially currently scheduled to close this upcoming Friday. As of right now, it's still on track. It's 9:28 in the morning, and I got an email at 4:30 in the morning. I kid you not, 4:30 in the morning from the third-party attorney that drafted all the docs, the bill of sale, the non-compete. There were like 9 different docs, and since the seller is carrying a note, like that was an additional item. There's the lease transfer. So the third party attorney that's like writing like the closing paperwork, put it all together, sent out at 4:30. The seller said, hey, here's some edits I have. And they sent that response at 8 a.m. And then I was at the gym trying to burn off some stress. And I responded back like, hey, I agree with the seller's edits. You make the seller's edits. I'll review the document if I have edits, and then we can send it from there. That way the attorney can start working on the other person's edits and not have to wait for my demands to get added to the pile. Made it back home at 9, well, started looking at the document like 9 or 9:15, read it through each paper, and got that final approval. And everything we've said, we've already talked about. I've already run through my own attorney, so it was more, it's not a formality, but it's just a confirmation that the things that we've verbally and email-wise agreed to is in the documents. So there's that part. Everything looks good. I wanted to just get some clarification. Since my wife and I are going to be 50-50 on it, I want to make sure that she wasn't left out or excluded. But everything else that the seller brought up that was in the documents, that all looks solid. So send it back to the attorney and everyone in the group. And well, kind of funny, not funny, but one of the sellers, it has a personal engagement from 12 to the end of the day. And so it's 9:30 now, and we need the lawyer to turn around, make the edits, send it out, get signatures within the next 2.5 hours. The bank is giving us till the end of today, Monday, for us to still meet the closing deadline, which normally is an 8 hours to get it done, but now we only got 4 hours. So now we're squeezing it down to 2 hours. So no stress whatsoever. Haven't heard anything about the lease transfer. That's the only holdup at this point. I'm now realizing I need to get moving with my accounting crew, because we're currently closed on Friday and people will expect paychecks either next week or the week after. So I'm going to have to work with my accounting people on getting them connected with the seller's accounting people and then letting them do what they need to do for migrating W-2s over, historical taxes, and oh gosh, yeah, getting all that figured out. Last thing people want is change, like a shocker change. Even worse is when you mess with their paychecks. And so that could be a hassle. So I raced back home, finished up the stuff for the purchase documents, because that's the bottleneck in this whole deal going smoothly. That bottleneck is cleared out. My next bottleneck is now making sure my team gets paid. And so I'm now going to be connecting the accounting team with the other accounting team. And well, I guess the lease transfer is important, but I've already hit up the agent several times and I've agreed to let the broker run the rest of the way so I don't become the bad guy in that relationship. So that bottleneck is out of my hands, but now my bottleneck is to make sure my team can get paid. So man, just having people to bounce these things off of has been so helpful. Having mentors to don't forget this, don't drop that ball. That's been a huge help. I'm pretty resourceful. I can figure stuff out, but man, oh man, I'm glad my mentor pointed that out. Otherwise that could be a big problem. So that's the latest. Figured I'd get these thoughts out of my head onto podcast, memo, whatever format this goes into. And yeah, today's going to be crunch time. If we miss today, then we're postponing a week, which would be a headache for the accounting as well as the life cycle. We finished up the 10-week challenge last week. So like that was the end of it. And now we've got the next challenge is starting, what was it, October 7th. So what we want to do is we want to have the closing happen on September, pull it up the calendar if you want to, But September 29 is in 2023, that's a Friday. The next Friday is October 6th, but on October 7th is when the next challenge starts. So I want to make sure that those are members that I'm servicing, that any funds paid arrive in my account that are due to me. If they pay before or if they pay when the trial starts, that's very important. But that it's a clean break and midway through this challenge, there's not a disruption in ownership because that would just be more mess to make it all crazy. So that's the state of the state. Got to make a few texts and emails and then keep plugging away at the day job. So that's where we are at, and keep you in the loop. Friday is going to come here really fast.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.